public hearing is subdivision 2007-36, John H. Ferris and others.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in a MR medium density residential district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 2.39 acres into seven lots located southeast of Road 350, approximately 1/2 mile north of Road 349. For the record, the applicants on May 28th of 2009 provide the commission with an exhibit booklet. It's a spiral-bound exhibit booklet. It is a part of the record and, as I said, was received on May 28th of 2009. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he had any additional comments in relationship to the Technical Advisory Committee review of this application.
Mr. Chairman, this application was filed December 3rd of 2007. The Technical Advisory Committee report of January 31st, 2008 will be made a part of the record. On September 15th of 2008, we received a letter of no objection from DLDOT for the entrance location. As Lawrence stated, there was an exhibit booklet submitted. The restrictive covenants, they were submitted May 27th. They're also in the exhibit booklet. And I provided each of you with a copy of a revised plan addressing the TAC comments on June 1st of 09. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Mr. Chairman, just one to add to that. I've reviewed the restrictive covenants, and they comply with the requirements.
All right, sir. We thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm representing the interests of Ferris Courtyard, LLC, who is the applicant and owner of this particular project. I have with me Mr. Christenberry and Mr. Ferris, who is the principal of the limited liability company. The project is...
Do we have your name, sir?
Dennis Schrader.
Thank you.
And this project is located just north of Millville on Railway Road. It contains 2.39 acres. It is proposed for seven lots. It's an MR medium residential dwelling unit area. It contains 4 units per acre as a permitted use. We're proposing a standard subdivision within the context of the comprehensive plan. This is a low-density project, and it is within a state strategies map level 2. As Mr. Robertson has pointed out, we have submitted the covenants for review. There is a letter of no objection from Department of Transportation for the construction of the improvements for the entrance. The project will be served by the North Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Water will be supplied by Tidewater. And this project in general, as you can see from the booklet, is identical to those that are surrounding it. And lastly, I would point out, if you take a look at tab 9, there are no delineated wetlands on site. Other than those comments, gentlemen, there were no plus comments to respond to. TAC comments were standard. And Mr. Christenberry and I will make ourselves available along with Mr. Ferris to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Robertson did clear that up, that we have received restrictive covenants, et cetera, et cetera. In those covenants, do you specify what type of home it will be built?
They will be stick-built homes, if you will. There will be no manufactured housing. There will be modulars perhaps permitted, but there are covenants to be finished in terms of the architectural guidelines.
You mentioned the density and what was permitted. What is the, how's the density of this come in with what's permissible in the MR zone?
The density in the MR zone is 4 dwelling units per acre. We have 7 units on 2.39 acres, which is, oh, golly day. We're at about 1.61 acres in lots, so we're under the 4.
Is there a provision for, if the application is looked at favorably, as to the maintenance of the road?
The
subdivision is.
In the covenants and conditions, there is a homeowners association to be formed, and that owners association will be obligated to maintain the road and any of the other common facilities within the project, including the entrance.
The road would be built to county standards?
County standards.
It would be a private street?
It would be a private street.
Any thoughts about for the movement within the subdivision insofar as sidewalks or paths, either of a impervious or pervious nature?
No thought has been given to that, and as you can tell, Mr. Smith, this is a relatively small subdivision with a relatively short street. Whatever conditions may be imposed, certainly we will accept. I believe that the findings of fact and conditions that I proposed for the commission's finding do indicate that there would be sidewalks on one side.
Is the project to be served by central sewer?
The Sussex County Engineering Department has sewer in this area. It's called the Millville, North Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So the line that just recently been run out to Bethany Bay, that would be available to?
In fact, Mr. Ferris received today a letter from the County Engineering Department indicating that the project was completed and that he would have to have this parcel connected, but I think the County Engineering Office didn't take note of the fact that there will be additional properties there or additional connections if this is granted.
Did they indicate whether the EDUs would be there?
I don't recall reading that in a letter. Do you, Mr. Christenberry?
I think today's letter did.
I don't think today's letter did say that.
Christenberry, if you're going to testify, you need to come up and give us your name, please.
Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering, Georgetown, Delaware. I believe in the TAC comments that it may have addressed the EDUs because the property was zoned MR prior to the district being formed. Mm-hmm. And they usually allocate 4 units per acre for MR or GR zones. I can double check the TAC comments if you'd like.
And if
it says in the TAC comments that it is available.
And mentioned in the TAC comments that there's a heavily wooded area, which would be, I'm guessing, south or southeast of this property in the vicinity of lots 4, 5, and 6. How is the placement of homes going to affect that wooded area?
Well, the intention would be that once these lots are reviewed and approved and submitted for approval by the owners association representative or the developers, which in effect will be, the most effort that can be made to preserve the woods will be taken. Again, we're not working with a lot of land here. We only have a total of 2.39 acres. So you say it's heavily wooded, it's not 50 acres of prime forest.
No wetlands on the site.
There are no delineated wetlands.
But did DLDOT talk about the establishment or the dedication of a bike lane on the along the road frontage?
Only about the establishment of the entrance.
What's that? According to your site plan, you have a stormwater management pond, which is up near the county road. Is that the best location for this? And if it is, where do you plan to outfall?
Mr. Christenberry will answer that.
There's a roadside swale that flows to the northeast running with the county road, and that would be where we would outfall. Obviously, we're going to have to comply with all Conservation District and DLDOT requirements in order to do that.
Do you feel like that roadside swale be adequate for the stormwater outfall that you may generate?
Because of the stormwater management requirements that we have to comply with, yes. They don't allow us to increase discharges for the 2- and 10-year storm is what the Conservation District requires, and I believe DLDOT actually will be more stringent, may even ask us to manage for the 20-year storm.
What you're saying is that no matter the outcome of this commission, that Sussex Conservation District will oversee any of the construction that
the design and construction of the stormwater management facilities is, yes, both designed, permitted, and inspected ultimately by the Sussex Conservation District.
One last question. Had perhaps Mr. Ferris or yourself, Mr. Christenberry, had any contacts with any of the neighbors just to see what their feelings may be about the property.
No.
Subtle impacts or major impacts and suggestions, no contacts.
No contact.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Before we proceed, ladies and gentlemen, I beg your pardon for my not minding my manners earlier. Is there anyone here that has a particular interest in this application? If so, please feel free to get up and look at the exhibits and so on. Any of you that would like to do so are more than welcome to. We just ask that you would do it quietly, and at the appropriate time, you'll certainly be given the opportunity to speak. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Gordy.
All my questions have been answered.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
I think based on my review of the exhibit booklet that was presented to us and the follow-up questions by Mr. Smith, all my questions have been answered as well, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Mine as well.
All right, sir.
Mr. Lang?
No question.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then, gentlemen, take a seat, and we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application that would like to speak. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007-36, John H. Ferris and others? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-36? Yes, ma'am. Come on up, and if you would, give us your name and address, and then you have the floor.
My name is Laura Hufford. I'm at 31484 Railway Road. If you're looking at this proposal, I'm the immediate right.
Okay, thank you.
And so I sit on 1.18 acres, and four of those backyards are going to be facing my yard. And not just myself, but all of my neighbors are sitting on larger parcels of land. And not only does it rob us of our peaceful enjoyment, but it's going to grossly depreciate our properties. That's it.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. Then.
Thank you.
We thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.